enormous crocodile. Have you heard of that?
So, this is fairly recent.
I've never heard the enormous crocodile.
I've never heard it, but I've never... No, yeah. Sorry. I've never heard it.
I don't know what happens. What happens, Claire?
I don't know.
Oh! You don't think you know the story?
I think I...
Sorry.
That's what you did.
There's a pride dust jigsaw.
A bit like it, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. Yes. Let your nose out, Mum.
Hello. Seen it recently. That says it has all that right people in it, hasn't it? It's got Wobble.
Wobble.
Wobble? Who's Wobble?
Clown. The clown. That little person.
Oh. The Wobbler.
Wobble. It's like a clown. Wobble. You don't know all the Playboy people very well, do you?
No, I don't.
Party Bum. There's Party Bum. Humpty Dumpty. Off to school. Hey, diddle diddle. Teddy Bear Tails.
I've got a lot of Roald Dahl ones.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I only got one.
No, no. They have when you go in.
Okay.
Hmm. But they didn't have my naughty little sister.
No, they wouldn't have had.
You haven't listened to that much.
Oh, no. What?
My naughty little sister.
That's typish.
Hmm. On your bedroom window, sir, I think.
You've got that one.
What, at school?
No, at home.
Who has?
Oh, yeah, we've got that one like that.
We used to have.
One like it. Not exactly like it, it was blue. Like it. Have you seen that with a microphone?
Hmm.
Good, isn't it? No, first shot or no, yeah.
Sony.
Not Sony, you mean?
Make.
No. My first, I said. My first Sony.
It's a tape recorder, I think.
No. I like that one. First tape. What does that do? You can pretend to play. Can you pretend to play?
I don't know what it does.
I don't quite know. The sound pads, it says.
Can you put sounds over the tape? We've got tapes and you can put sounds over them.
Oh, yeah. Animal noises and things.
Oh.
Either percussion instruments or animal noises to accompany the tape being played. The animal sound is conducted to young ears while the percussion band will appeal to older children who wish to begin beating time more accurately.
That sounds quite good.
Well, considering you were both starving, I'll finish mine.
Was it starving? Oh. Star Wars.
I don't know.
Mummy knows as well as you do, Mum. Claire.
I would hope you won't be too late or you'll be exhausted.
Mummy, at school they've got that and here they've got that. They've got one of those at school but it has a bus on it.
Oh.
Catherine's got that one.
Has she? Like Britain?
Yes, but she hasn't got the flags. Oh. And there's Deborah's got one with the flags. We can never do. Me and Deborah tried to do it once, but we couldn't do it. It was so hard.
Oh.
That was good. Then they're good, aren't they?
Remember that one.
Pardon?
I remember that one.
What? That one.
No, no. We still got that in the room.
Yes,
yes, we have somewhere. We had it in the tree house.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, good. Well, it's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good counting one, isn't it? It helps you to count.
No, I've never done that.
Only up to 10. Thousands of stories. Lyman Stamp and the Farm Fire. Tyrannosaurus. Round and Rat. Round the garden, round the garden. Oh yes, this has got citizens of song. It's lots of songs. Just one song. Perfect. What are you doing, Mummy?
Sorting this out.
You're trying to call it, haven't you?
No, it'll be mine now.
Pardon?
What are you writing?
I'm sorting out what we've done this afternoon, where we were.
Don't lift that up again. Yes, quite right. It is a cold day. Cookbook. Oh, looks good. I thought it was I can't remember. Counting book. What are you? What's that? Mine lost. I've got to do this as well. What does that say, January the 1st?
Oh, that's January the 1st, 1991.
want to see your handwriting.
I wouldn't think so.
Can you change Mark's expensive vouchers into cash?
No.
Won't you?
No.
Won't you take them back?
No.
Okay.
I thought they would.
No, I wouldn't,
no. No, if you've got vouchers, you've got to buy something with it, but that's not usually any great problem.
Pardon?
That's not usually any great problem.
Do we get today then?
I don't know.
£2, I think she said.
It was going to be £1, wasn't it? That
was
struck me
as
a lot.
No, £2. She said she'll get deal it out, you know, if we're going to Allen Bay, she'll give us enough money for a sand thing. But so
it was a long time until I was hungry, wasn't it?
Yeah. So if we're just going to Carisbrook Castle or something, she might just give us £1 for
She won't give you so much.
Yeah.
Well, you'll all have the same, so. I don't know whether you get any ice cream
I'm not going to buy one.
Vicky, Ricky.
Oh, what,
Ricky's always getting
hold
on.
Oh, no.
My what?
He took, I can't remember where it was. I just remember this. He took £10 to, you know, a museum or somewhere.
And the carry?
No, I think the carry was over
there. Museum of London?
Yeah. That must have been it. He bought a mug. No, mug with the museum printed on it. And he bought that 10 postcards. Which I told him when we got back to school.
Why?
Told him off.
Why?
No, probably wasn't his fault. Mother shouldn't have sent him so much money.
He said it was his money.
He's going to do his mother.
Well, she's doing him good. I'm not quite sure. He says he was protected by Social Security.
What do you mean by protected?
I think it means protect.
So Ricky has now left school, but he's still going on this trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this?
Michelle Bond isn't there anymore, is she?
I don't know. She hasn't been at school. Has she left?
I don't know. Jenny said she thought she'd left.
Well, no one knows anything about it.
Well,
she hasn't told her best friends that she's leaving.
I'm pretty sure that Matthew Collins is still there.
Yes, I think so.
I've seen him. Mm. Well, I don't know why Michelle's moving without his brother.
Michelle's... Oh, no, it's a different Michelle.
No.
Oh.
Michelle Bond, Lee Bond's sister.
Oh yes, she has left because Lee's left. Definitely. Because we've crossed him off the list. Register now. Mrs. MacDonald had.
He's been crossed off forever. He had it.
Yes, and his name, of his house is still there, but his name is crossed out.
He left school, and he only told them the day before.
Hello.
Royston. Sure, his mum had phoned in about it.
By the way, they won't be coming to school anymore. When from next term? No, tomorrow.
It was a couple of days' notice and they weren't too pleased about it.
Mm. I'm very sure that's true. What I once did when we were only quite little, make Catherine and listen. This is a keep away from Matthew Keys. We don't like him. He's a mossy old boots.
He's
a terrible. So we didn't go near him. Right through on the plane. And then Catherine, I found a way to get them near. And then Catherine said, tickle him. So I tickled him on the back. No, he kept on doing that.
I don't think we need make any more buns yet.
Mm.
No, I think that's the last little one.
We'll make a cake though. What are you on Sunday?
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
What kind of cake? Chocolate.
Mm, yeah. I would like normal.
Are we always having normal?
Then coffee. Oh, I don't like chocolate.
Don't you?
Not as much as normal. Or coffee.
I've brought some stuff to make a lemon cheesecake because the lemons were reduced.
Ooh.
I'll make that for you, then.
Yes! A lemon cheesecake. I don't eat it, but anyway.
Do you like it?
I don't like it.
I absolutely adore that. And strawberry mousse. I made one of those for ages.
No, I love strawberry mousse. That's delicious.
No. First it's strawberry mousse, then it's lemon cheesecake, then it's chocolate biscuit cake.
I don't know my order. I don't.
What do you like best, Mummy?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure what I like best. I seem to like quite a bit.
Strawberry mousse. The trouble with strawberry mousse is it takes ages to make.
I like strawberry mousse.
You have to beat it for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is an awfully long time to just stand there beating.
Can't you beat it with the one?
For 10 minutes.
I'd do that. It's worth a strawberry mousse.
Over the gas.
Over the gas?
You have to beat it in a pan of boiling water.
What?
Just beat
the egg, yolks, and the strawberries and the sugar.
Right, a lovely mixture to watch in boiling water.
The trouble is, it tends to come over the top of the bowl.
I don't know. You put glass on. Yes.
No, you don't. You put a saucepan with some water in it and boil that, and then put the bowl mixture in the saucepan.
Oh, right.
So the boiling water is around the outside.
What do you mean by put glass over boiling water?
You put a pan with some boiling water in, and then you put the bowl with all the stuff in on top.
I thought it was glass.
No, glass.
Oh, glass. I thought it said glass, didn't it? Oh, a bit clearer.
What happens if you pour boiling water onto glass? Nothing.
Depends what sort of glass it is. If you pour boiling water onto ordinary glass, it will probably crack.
What? That's ordinary glass, milk bottle.
Yeah. If you fill a milk bottle with boiling water, I should think it would crack. Not that.
And a cup?
But Pyrex is alright.
What's Pyrex?
Stuff my bowls are made of.
Is that real glass? Or is it?
I don't know what they do to it, but it will stand the temperature much better.
Is it still glass?
It's glass of a sort, but I don't know what they do to make it. It's much more heat resistant. You can put it in the oven.
Can you?
Oh yeah, that casserole topped Pyrex.
So, I thought that was plastic.
But if it's plastic, it will melt.
No.
In the oven?
What would you plastic put
in the oven?
Plastic.
Nothing.
The oven is made of plastic.
No, it's not. It's made of glass and metal.
Oh.
It's made of plastic.
Oh, Claire!
Oh, Amy!
What?
I don't realise you're still on time for dinner.
Oh, she's ever so slow tonight.
I thought that you had one of them. What's one of them? A cake.
What's that?
One of those. A cake stack or little buns.
Yes, you're exceedingly slow tonight, even slower than usual. Don't pull a face.
Not.
I'm
not okay.
Leave it alone, put it down.
Put it down. Yeah.
So
should lift it up.
Well, what have you done to it?
Nothing. I'll copy you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
So what are we doing tomorrow?
Going to Pilgrim's Way.
No, we are not. We've been to Pilgrim's Way.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
The other one, Tunbridge Wells. That one.
I think a lot will depend on what the day's like.
Well, it's going to be a nice day.
Depend on what Daddy's doing. Don't you want to go to Chimney's?
I just had
feed the jolly donkeys.
Feed the stupid donkeys.
We run soon on the what's it?
Well, if you're a little bit stupid.
What's it called? Like, George's Marvelous Medicine. They put this pig medicine that they put in, and it said for pigs with tender trotters. And everything. And it goes, if any more of this dose is put in, make the pig rock and roll.
If dose is exceeded.
Yeah. Make the pig rock and roll. And then he said, the old bat needs plenty of that.
Very nice. There's at the back of that Rawlkin Empire magazine, you know, it was telling you about London Two Swords and London Palladium. There's somewhere that does waxworks and draw the rock and roll, the Beatles and Piccadilly.
I've seen that, say.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you seen it or you've been there?
You've been there?
Have you? Where did you go there?
We went to Madame Tutor's. I've got this on.
Oh, yes. No, this is another place.
Oh. Because they've got Dolly Parton.
That was just a little bit.
Elvis Presley. Beatles. We've got it.
They've
just
got
one Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, they haven't just done one. This is another place, I think. No. I don't know what that's like. I think they play all the music as well.
Yes, they play all the music. It stopped for a couple of seconds. Okay, it goes
back. And they do laser shows at the planetarium. In the evening.
What? That crowd?
No, it wasn't that thing. On the dirt, on the big dome.
Postman Pat!
Christmas is quite good.
Chris.
Chris Ellis.
There's so many questions.
Yeah, well, the chemistry teacher.
That's £2.09. There's all. Somewhere. I base.
No, what's that?
Oh, thank you.
Do you think Roger will be up in London tonight till midnight?
I don't know. He'll be jolly tired if he is. No, he won't be up till midnight because he hasn't got the car and the last train goes before then.
You'd have to drive up and get him.
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, not for
that time, not. I have. What would you do?
I don't know. I'll worry about that when it happens. Because if I have to drive up, then you've all got to come.
Because I'm not waiting till you've been up to London.
I expect somebody might have given him a lift up, I don't know. 6 o'clock this morning, I wasn't really asking a lot of questions.
Okay.
team didn't turn out what it might have done.
Not very good English. The icing didn't turn out as it might have done. And have what it might have done. In what way did it not turn out as you expected?
Well, the icing.
Well, it's too runny.
No, I mean the colour.
I told you, don't get red.
Don't you?
No, that the only way you get red is that there's a little pot in there.
It says scarlet.
I know, but it doesn't come out scarlet. I don't know how much you need.
There isn't any other magazines.
They're not there. What magazines? Oh, no, there aren't. Haven't got any other early learning centre ones. Well, I used to have, but I threw them away. Didn't mean we needed them. Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were so interested in them. You hadn't looked at them. You'll have to choose something for Mrs. MacDonald's baby.
That's when a long time leaving? Off. It's in August.
Yes, but she's leaving 3 weeks before the end of term.
She? What, the end of the year?
Not the end of this term.
Oh, right. That is the end of the year, isn't it? And Mrs. Pidgett will be back.
She'll be back next term.
Oh, well, see her again.
No.
She was nice.
Oh, I expect you will.
I've never had her.
No, she was nice. Didn't she, really? Hmm. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed in those Laura Ashley dresses. They were too tight for a start. They've gone more skimpy because they fit last year.
What do you mean they've gone more skimpy?
Well, they haven't made them so big.
This year I would have liked Mrs. Pidgett.
Would you
rather
than Mrs. MacDonald?
They say they're abandoning those 70 of Okay. Boy.
They're modifying them.
What
do you
mean
modifying?
Can you remember?
Well, they're not
going
to be quite the same next year.
Can you remember which one I had? Because that one, don't you?
Catherine
will be next year, won't she? Well, then,
yes,
what number?
I think. Yes, but I don't think they're going to have so many.
How many are there?
I'm not sure. Too many, I think.
No, we've got to 11 plus.
Let's put it.
That's what Jenny was saying.
Honey! It is a pink bunny!
Next week.
Honey! And he's a pink yellow bunny. Honey! And he's a pink bunny!
What matter what results?
Honey,
you get.
He's a pink bunny!
However, I should do them properly.
Yeah.
I
don't know anything about them. Big, musical, rare. Oh, yes, you have to call them, don't you? I like musical rabbit. 4, I have musical rabbit. 9. Little rabbit is very sleepy. Pull the string and watch his as he. What does that say?
Watch as he rubs.
Rubs his eyes, yawns, and moves his ears and legs to the music. Colours
vary.
Colours
what? Very. Yeah. Very. Age, birthday, birth, 24 months. Birthday. Little bird is...
24 months, that means from when you can buy it for a newborn baby or somebody up to 2 years old it would be suitable for.
So it wouldn't be suitable for me.
Not really. I don't think you need a bunny inside of your cot now, do you?
No. I have good cot. Little bear is very hungry. Pull the string and watch. He licks the honey from the jar. And moves his ears and legs to the music.
I think we do need a hanky.
I'm quite like the little bunny. Yeah. He can't lick his lips.
It looks as though he's yawning to me.
No, that one.
Huh. That one looks like a teddy bear, not a bunny.
Yes, it is.
The honey pot goes up.
Oh. It says that...
How much are those?
Lex's lips.
£5. Oh, hey.
No, they aren't. Oh, they're £4.99.
Oh, that's only a penny off £5, isn't it?
Yes. Because of us, little. They're quite nice, aren't they? You can hang them on your cot, that's good.
You could buy one of those from Mrs. McDonald if you want to.
Yeah, but she might have already bought one for her, won't she?
Well, if you get it from there, she can always take them back.
Put away that.
Buy what? Oh, that looks a bit expensive.
Oh, sorry. One of the other day, £8 something.
£8.99,
nearly
£9.
Pardon? Her husband's a lot older than she is.
Yeah. Why, have you seen him? Why has he been in?
No,
we
saw him
at the summer fair last
year.
Don't
you remember?
Yes, it was a scruffy scruff. I think Mrs. Webb's husband looks quite nice.
Mummy, this, what do you have to do with this?
Oh, that ain't so nice.
Well,
same
tall.
Size.
Not as tall as.
He's got sort of short hair.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm inclined to buy one of them. To
£11.99.
He looks quite
pleasant. I'll do in the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm. I
I should think you'll have Mrs. Webb, I guess.
Why? Will she take the girls and Mr. Sutton and Mr. Webb take the boys?
Well, I expect his other friends will take some people.
Oh, that would be good. Give her that.
I would think if she thinks she's going to be a bit nervous, she might get Mrs. Webb.
That's £16.99.
I'm not spending that amount, my puppet.
Well, sorry.
£17 or...
No, £16.
No, just
£5.99. Half a bucket.
No, I don't think we'll give her moths.
You can make me a lemon cheesecake if you like, after tea.
Yeah. Can I make one tomorrow?
Oh, no, that's...
Well, you won't be able to eat it then, because it takes overnight to set. If you made it tonight, we could have it over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll make it later. How long will it take?
Very long.
10 minutes. But same as the cakes.
So it takes less than the cakes, probably.
What do you need?
Yeah. Oh,
need how much does it?
Rolling out.
£1.99, a tale of Beatrix Potter.
That's a game, I think.
Oh. That's £1.99.
Hi. Your grandma thought she might get you squirrel napkin.
Well, thank you. You told me that.
Hmm. Do you think it will be a boy or
a girl? I don't know.
What would you prefer out of a boy and a girl?
What, from Mrs. McDonald?
No.
Really not bothered.
You. Which did you want?
Well, I want to be a girl.
Did you? What did Daddy want? Couldn't care less.
Okay, no. He probably would have liked a boy. Well, it would have been quite nice to have a boy and a girl, or a girl and a boy. One of each. It would have been more expensive. I couldn't have passed the clothes down.
Well, he would, because it's not very fair on him, because he hasn't got a boy and we're both girls.
He'd have to go to football matches.
Well, he could go to those. I don't think I want to stand at football matches.
Good afternoon.
Or do I want three boys? I'll quite like a boy and a girl. If I just had one, I'd have a girl.
They're probably are for mummies.
Probably are for daddies as well.
Dirty.
What?
Well, it's easier to bring up one like you are yourself. More understanding of them.
What, so you know what little girls like and things?
Yeah, probably do.
I wouldn't like as many as Daniel's.
What? No.
I'll take about 4 or 5 of them have left school. One of 16.
I think 4 or 5 of them have left school.
I've got 6 children. I think 4 of them have left school.
They haven't.
Why?
Well, there's 2 younger than Daniel. So, has Daniel left school?
Okay. 3 left school.
No, they haven't.
They have now.
Amy is still at school. So that's 4 I can think are still at school.
Okay.
Amy is at the bullet at the new stitch.
Yes, well, we've got Olivia, Hannah, one I don't know her name. She's got black
Amy, hair. Olivia, Hannah, Amy, Daniel, Seth. And the baby.
Yes, and another one with fuzzy hair.
Well, that was 6.
7. One I don't know her name. 3 of them are from school. Olivia, Hannah, and who's the one I don't know. That's Hannah left school at 16. She's just left. And I worked in freezer at it, so they kicked her out of the house. I think so. Daniel says she's not living with her anymore.
Probably got a bit crowded there.
Yeah.
What did you want to get? Little baby. two.
I don't think you usually find newborn babies a book. She might like something like that.
Well, we don't know how big she is.
Well, she wasn't very big to begin with, and if we get white, it won't matter if it's born or girl. I don't know, I'll have to see what they've got.
She doesn't know what it is.
No.
So what does it mean?
Well, then you buy white, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Why doesn't it?
Well, you could always put babies in white, whatever sort they are.
Why? I don't want to wear trousers, can't I?
Yeah.
White trousers. I don't think I shall be able to do that. She's too young, she couldn't touch the floor. It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard to decide, isn't it?
That's a little bit.